Leah Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute at the WTO Ministerial Conference in Bali. I am here with Carlos Primo Braga, Director of the Evian Group at IMD. In your opinion, what is the role of trade in the post-2015 framework for development?
Well, international trade has always had a very important role in the process of economic development. Some people even believe that trade is the handmaiden of growth, is one of the main mechanisms through which countries develop. And in this context, growth and development, of course, are fundamental for achievement of any of the goals that may be agreed upon for the post-2015 development goals. Now, it's also true that trade by itself, it's not a silver bullet. So you have to have complementary policies, be it at domestic level in terms of creating the environment that facilitates the process through which economic agents engage in trade. You have to make sure that you have the proper regulatory environment so that the trade-related activities, for instance, do not create negative externalities for the environment. And more importantly, you also have to be very careful in making sure that a trade-led type of development is consistent with a sustainable strategy of development, particularly in terms of goals of inclusiveness, making sure that the poorest parts of society can benefit from this process. So it's not the idea that trade alone is going to lift our boats, and as a consequence, the poor are going to benefit. So this is the kind of a trickle-down approach that often does not work well because economies are characterized by many distortions. So in a nutshell, I would imagine that it is in the best interest of countries around the world to make sure that proper attention is given to trade issues in the context of development goals. But they have to be framed in a broader context of complementary policies so that you can have the positive effects that trade can deliver in the right environment.
Thank you very much.